A former Reserve Bank governor says some of the world's central banks may make a move together to counter the effects of the COVID-19 virus on the global economy. Don Brash believes the outbreak of the disease could cause a substantial shock to the world's economic system. In the past month in New Zealand alone, the virus may have cost as much as $300 million in lost exports to China. Dr. Brash joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Karen.
Okay, we are seeing a bounce back in share markets this morning, and this seems to be based on the idea that markets are factoring in a big move by central banks. Do you think they will move in this week?
Well, it's certainly rumoured that the big, the Fed, the Bank of England, the ECB and the Bank of Japan may move in tandem perhaps as early as Wednesday. I, of course, don't know whether it'll happen or not, but that's a widespread rumour. And I think it's quite plausible. I mean, the four big central banks have, in fact, acted together in the past in the context of the GFC, for example. They did that. And this is certainly a shock of that magnitude.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Do you believe that is warranted an emergency cut and that we are in territory? If we look, we see the OECD coming through, the WTO today as well, all warning of a big cut to global growth. Is it of the magnitude of the GFC, you believe?
Well, the major difference with the GFC, of course, is the banks themselves, at least at this stage, aren't under threat. And the GFC was very much about a banking crisis. At this stage, it isn't a banking crisis, though, of course, it yet may emerge as a banking crisis. I think some kind of coordinated move is, in fact, justified. It is a big shock, and potentially, I'm surprised, Frank, that the markets are picking up today, because I think we've got a lot worse to come.
Okay, what does that mean for New Zealand? Because we're in a funny position where we've got Australia poised to cut rates today. That is certainly what the market is factoring in over there. We're not due to meet for another couple of weeks. And I just wonder, is there any case, some have mooted this, of an emergency move by the Reserve Bank where they just come out and cut in line with Australia here?
Well, one of the great benefits of monetary policy is distinct from fiscal policy is that it can move very quickly. I mean, the governor could call a meeting of his Monetary Policy Committee today. He may have already done so, and there's nothing stopping the Reserve Bank moving on the OCR today or tomorrow or the later in the week. It's the great benefit of monetary policy. Now, should he do that? He's got more information on this, of course, than I do, but it's certainly a policy instrument open to the Reserve Bank, and I wouldn't be in the least surprised if he does move.
And would you like to see him cut by 50 basis points? Is a 25-point cut going to do much?
Well, I was surprised he didn't cut in February when he had an opportunity of cutting on a routine review. He didn't do that, and that to me was a bit of a surprise. So I would think he should, if he moves at all, and again, I don't have access to the information that he has, I would think 25 basis points would be the very least he should move by, and 50 is certainly quite plausible.
But just to be clear, as a former Reserve Bank governor, you think it's perfectly reasonable for the New Zealand Central Bank to make an emergency cut now?
Well, let's put it this way. In the only crisis I was involved in was similar kind. It was after 9/11. And we cut by 50 basis points within 8 days of that crisis. So I think this is the kind of circumstance where a cut is warranted.
Of course, the great risk is that we're at 1% now. You would have been much, much higher than that, I imagine, back then.
Yes, we were.
So, you know, we haven't got a lot of room to move. And it does raise the question of, OK, you cut 50 basis points now. Some are forecasting 75 basis points cut during the year. You get towards zero. I mean, at what point does it just not do anything?
Well, that's a very good point. At the moment, the best hope might help by easing the exchange rate, particularly if the big four central banks drop their rates. We don't want the New Zealand dollar appreciating against major currencies. And I think cutting our rate would at least avoid that risk.
And you, what about, it's not necessarily in your field, although you were a opposition leader, fiscal policy has got to be in conjunction with this, doesn't it? And we should expect to see the government actually spending more?
Yes, but it's not easy to see how they do that quickly. And that's the great virtue of monetary policy. I mean, supposing they say, look, let's ramp up the infrastructure policy even more. Well, that won't spend more for another 1 or 2 years.
Could boost benefits, though, couldn't you, straight away?
They could. Although the difficulty with that, of course, is that if in 12 months' time or 2 years' time the crisis has passed, how do you cut those benefits again?
Well, it'd have to be a one-off, perhaps, a sort of winter energy payment.
Well, that's true. That's true. A sort of lump sum payment. Yeah, that would work.
Overall, Dr. Ash, you're pretty worried, though, about the current situation?
I think it's a serious situation, and as I say, I'm quite surprised to hear the financial markets have picked up today.
Don Brash, thank you very much for your time.